I had to laugh a little. Where has it been now? Three or four loggerheads among three or four score have sounded the very base string of humility. Said I'm sworn brother to a leash of drawers. And call them all by their christened name. Tom, Dick, Francis. They take it already upon their salvation, and though I be Prince of Wales yet, I'm the king of courtesy. And tell me flatly, I'm no proud jack like Falstaff. Corinthian, a lad of metal, a good boy. By the Lord, so they call me. When I'm king of England, I shall command all the good lads at Eastcheap.
Old Sir John and a few dozen more are at the door. Shall I let them in?
Let them alone a while. And now all humans that have showed themselves even since the old days of good man Adam. The pupil age at his present 12 o'clock at midnight. I'm not yet of Percy's mind. The hot spur of the north. He that kills me some 6 or 7 dozen Scots at a breakfast. Washes his hands and says to his wife, "Fie upon this quiet life, I want work." "Oh, my sweet Hattie," says she, "how many hast thou killed today?" "Give my roan horse a drench," says he, and answers some 14 an hour.
A trifle. I could he call him Falstaff. I'll play Percy, and that damn brawn shall play Dame Mortimer, his wife.
Falstaff! He rose! There's the drunkard! Pull him, Red! Pull him, Tallow!
Well, welcome, Jack. Where hast thou been?
League of all colours, I say. And of vengeance, too, Marion Amet. Give me a cover sack, boy. Had I lead this life long, I'll sew nether stocks. Mend them and foot them soon, League of all colours. Give me a cover sack, rogue. There's no virtuous stand.
Is thou never seen a titan kiss a dish of butter? Pitiful-hearted titan that melted at the sweet tail of the suns. If thou didst, then behold that compound.
Are you a rogue? There's lime in this sack, too. There's nothing but roguery to be found in villainous man. But a coward is worse than a copper sack with lime in it, a villainous coward. Go thy ways, old Jack. Die when thou wilt. If manhood, good manhood, be not forgot upon the face of the earth, and am I a shot in herring? There is not three good men unhanged in England. And one of them is fat and grows old. God help the wild, bad world, I say. And would I were a weaver, I could sing psalms or anything. Play the war cowards, I say still.
Now, Woolsack, what matter you?
A king's son. If I do not beat thee out of thy kingdom with the dagger of laugh, and drive all thy subjects before thee like a flock of wild geese, I'll never wear hair on my face more. You, Prince of Wales.
Why, you horsing round, man? What's the matter?
Be honest, you a coward. Answer me that, and points there.
Sue's your fat paunch. You call me a coward? By the Lord, I'll stand
for that. I call thee coward? See, gander, I call thee coward. But I'd give £1,000 I could run as fast as thou canst. You're straight enough in the shoulders. You cannot. Who sees your back? Call you that backing of your friends? A plague upon such backing. Give me them little face maker. Give me a cup of sack. I'm a rogue of a drunk today. Come on.
Villain, thy lips
are scarce white. You're drunk, sir. Oh, one for that. Plague of all cowards, I say.
What's the matter?
What's the matter? There'll be three of us here who turn £1,000 this day morning.
Where is it?
Where is it? 10 from it, it is. 100 upon poor three of us.
What?
I'm a villain if I was not at half-sawn with a dozen of them. 2 hours together. I've escaped by miracle. I'm 8 times thrust through the doublet, 4 through the hose. My buckler cut through and through. My sword hacked like a handsaw. Echoes in them. I never dealt better since I was a man. All would not do. Plague or coward. Let them speak. If they speak more or less than truth, they're villains and the sons of darkness.
Ah, yeah. Speak then, how was it?
We three set upon some dozens.
16 of these, my lord, and bound on
them. No, they were not bound.
They were bound, every one of them, or I'm a jewels, an Hebrew Jew.
And as we were sharing some 6 or 7 fresh men.
Yeah, and unbound the rest, and then come in the other.
What with them all?
All? I know not what you call all. But if I fought not with 50 of them, then am I a bunch of radish? If there were not 2 or 350 on poor old Jack, then am I no two-legged creature?
Thank God you have not murdered some of them.
That's past praying for. I peppered 2 of them, 2 I'm sure I paid. 2 rogues in buckram suits. I told you what, Hal. If I told you a lie, spit in my face, call me horse. Thou knowest my old ward. Here I lay. Thus I bore my point. 4 rogues in buckram that drive at me.
What for? Thou said for 2 even now.
4, Hal, I told thee, 4.
Aye, he said 4.
These 4 came all at front and mainly thrust at me. And gave me no more to do but to call their 7 points on the target.
Why, there were but 4 even now.
In buckram?
Aye, 4 in buckram suits.
7 by these notes and right by villanelles.
We shall have more and more.
Just out here, Hal.
Lucky too, Jack.
Yeah, well, do so, if it is worth the listening to. These 9 in buckram that I told the officers
tomorrow,
their points being broken.
Down for the hose.
They haven't given the ground. But I followed the close, came in, put to the hand, up the lead, up, boom, and with the force, 7 of the 11 I paid. But as ill luck would have it, 3 misbegotten knaves in Kendall Green came at my back and led drive at me. For it was so dark, Hal, thou couldst not see thy hand.
These lies are like their father that begets them. Gross as a mountain.
What?
Open. Palpable.
Well,
why, thou clay-brained guts, thou knotty-pated fool, thou horse and obscene, greedy tallow-cat.
Why, the man is not the truth, the truth.
Why, how couldst thou know these men in Kendall Green when it was so dark thou couldst not see thy hand? Tell us your reason. What sayest thou to this?
Come, your reason, Jack. Your reason.
What, upon compulsion? Zooms, and I were at the Strapado, or all the racks of the world. I would not tell you on compulsion. Give you a reason on compulsion. If reasons were as plentiful as blackberries, I would give no man a reason upon compulsion. I
would no longer be guilty of this sin.
What?
This sanguine coward.
This horseback brain, you huge, you're starveling, you eel skin, your dried meat tongue, your bull sizzle, your stockfish, you got all for breath water, what is like these, your tailor's yard, you sheep, your bouquets, your vile standing tongue.
Breathe a while, I'm into it again.
Yes, good.
And when thou hast tired thyself in base comparison, hear me speak but this.
Mark, Jack.
We 2 saw you 3 set on 4 and were masters of their wealth. Mark now how a plain tale shall put you down. Then did we 2 set on you 3 and with a word outfaced you from your prize. And have it. Yea, and can show it to you here in the house. Holster, you carried your guts away as nimbly, with as quick dexterity, and roared for mercy, and still run and roared as ever I heard bull car.
What a slave art thou to hack thy sword as thou hast done, and then say it was in fun.
What trick? What device? What starting hole canst thou now find out to hide thee from this open and apparent shame? Come, Jack, what trick hast thou now?
By the Lord, I knew ye as well as he that made ye.
Right,
hear my masters. Was it for me to kill the heir apparent? Should I turn upon the true prince? Why, thou knowest I'm as valiant as Hercules, but beware instincts. The lion will not touch the true prince. Instinct is a great matter. I was now a coward upon instinct. I shall think the better of myself at thee during my life. I for a valiant lion, thou for a true prince. But by the Lord, lads, I'm glad you have the money. Hosted, captain of all. One day, pray tomorrow. Glad the boys are to roll. All the titles and good fellowship come to you. What? Shall we be merry? Shall we have a play? It's temporary.
Content, and the argument shall be thy running away.
no more of that in London Square.
How now, my Lady Rose? What say thou to me?
Marry, my lord, a nobleman of the court, if it's all will speak with you. He says he comes from your father.
We'll give him as much as will make him a royal man, and send him back again to my mother.
What about
my
mother?
An old man.
Oh, what a gravity out of his bed at midnight. Shall I give him his answer?
Pretty too.
Yes, and I'll send him packing.
Answer! By Our Lady, you bought fair people. So did you, Bardolph.
Oh, well.
You are lions, too. You ran away upon instinct.
Would not touch the true prince.
No, fire.
Yes, I ran when I've seen others run.
Say, okay, tell me now in earnest, how came Falstaff's sword so
high? Oh,
he hacked it with his dagger and said he would swear truth out of England, but he would make you believe it was done in fight. And persuaded us to do the like.
Oh, I had to tickle our noses with spear grass to make them bleed, and then to beslobber our garments with it, and swear that was the blood of true men. I did what I did not this 7 years before. A blush. Here is monstrous.
Villain, now, Jonas the Cup of Sack 18 years ago were taken with a manner, and ever since I was blushed extempore.
Oh, no!
Here comes Lee Jack, here comes Fairbo. Hello, my sweet creature of combat! How long is it to go, Jack, since thou saw thine own knee?
My own knee? When I was about 9 years, Hal, I was not an eagle's talon in the waist. I could have crept into any alderman's thumb ring. A plague of sighing and grief, it blows a man up like a bladder. There's villainous news abroad. Here was Sir John Bracy from your father. You must to the court in the morning. That same mad fellow of the north,
Percy.
And here Wales, the cave and Mammon, the bastinado, made Lucifer coupled. Yeah. Swore the devil his own true leech man upon the cross of a Welsh hook. What that place called you?
Oh, Glendale.
Yeah, Owen, the same. And his son-in-law, Mortimer, and old Northumberland, and that sprightly Scot of Scots, Douglas, he that runs a horseback up a hill perpendicular.
He that rides at high speed and with his pistol kills a sparrow flying.
You get it?
So did he never the sparrow.
There's good metal in that fellow. He will not run.
Why, what a rascal art thou then to praise him so for running?
He'll horseback, you cuckoo, but a foot he will not budge a foot.
Yes, Jack, upon instinct.
Well, I grant you upon instinct, yes, but when he's there too, and one more Dake, and 1,000 blue caps more. Worcester is stolen away tonight.
Yeah.
Your father's beard is turned whiter than you. You may buy land now as cheap as stinking mackerel.
Why then? It is like if there come a hot June, we shall buy maidenheads as they buy hobnails.
By the hundreds. Oh, by the mass. That is true, lad. It's like we shall have good trading that way. But tell me, art thou not horrible feared? Thou being heir apparent, could the world pick thee on 3 such enemies again as that fiend Douglas? That spirit, Percy, and that devil, Glendower. Art thou not horribly afraid? Does not thy blood thrill at it?
Not a whit afraid.
I lack some of thy instinct.
Lord, thou'll be horribly chid tomorrow when thou comes to thy father, and thou lovest me practice an answer.
Do thou stand for my father and examine me upon the particulars of my life?
Shall I?
Yes!
This chair shall be my state, this dagger my scepter, and this cushion my crown. Give me a cup of sack. My knife the bread. Then it may be for thy will. Stand aside, nobility.
Oh, Bishop, this is excellent.
Weep not, sweet queen. What trickling tears are they?
Father, see how
you ought to shout. Take, lords, convey my trustful queen, for tears to stop the floodgates of her eyes.
Oh, he doesn't like one of these harlotry players as ever
I'll see. He's good, kind cock. He's good tickle brain. Harry.
Yeah.
I do not only marvel where thou spendest thy time, but also how thou art accompanied. There is a thing, Harry, which thou hast often heard of, and it is known to many in this land by the name of Fitch. This Fitch, as in ancient writers do report, doth defile. So doth the company thou keepest. Now, Harry, I do not speak to thee in drink, but in tears. Not in pleasure, but in passion. Not in words only, but in... And yet, there is a virtuous man, whom I have often noted in thy company, but I know not his name.
What manner of man, and it like your majesty?
Well, a goodly portly man, a conundrum, a cheerful look, a pleasing eye, and a most noble carriage. And as I think his age, some 50. By our lady, inclining to 3-4. And now I remember me. His name is... If that man should be lewdly given, he deceiveth me, for Harry, I see virtue in his look. If then the tree shall be known by the fruit, and the fruit by the tree, then peremptorily I speak it. There is virtue in that false heart. Him keep with, the rest back. Thou naughty varlet, tell me, where hast thou been this month?
Dost thou speak like a king? Do thou stand for me, and I'll play my father.
What? Depose me?
Yeah!
If thou dost it half so gravely, so majestically, both in word and matter, hang me up by the heels for a rabbit sucker or a bolter's hair.
Here I am, sir.
And here I stand. Now judge my master.
Now, Harry, whence come you?
My noble lord from Eastcheap.
The complaints I hear of thee are grievous.
Oh, splud, my lord, they're false.
I'll tickle you for a young princey favor.
Where is thou, ungracious boy? Henceforth, now look on me, thou violently carried away from grace.
There is a devil haunts thee in the likeness of an old, fat man.
A ton of man is thy companion.
Why dost thou converse with that trunk of humour, that bolting hutch of
pieces, that swollen bottle of champion, that huge bombard of sand, that bag of dust, that roasted manning tree off with a pudding and grey iniquity, that father ruffian, that vanity in years. Where is he good but to taste the sack and drink it? Where is neat and clean but to carve a cake on and eat it?
Where in cunning but in craft? Where in crafty but in villainy? Where in villainous but in all things? Where in worthy but in nothing?
What the... I would, Your Grace, would take me with you. Who means, Your Grace?
That villainous, abominable misleader of youth, Falstaff. That old, white-bearded Satan.
Well, my lord, the man I know. But to say that I know more harm in him than in myself... would say more than I know. That he is old... the more the pity his white hairs do witness it, but he is saving the reverence a whoremaster. That I utterly deny. If sack and sugar be a fault, God help the wicked. If to be old and merry be a sin, well, then many an old host that I know is damned. If to be fat be to be hated, well, then Pharaoh's lean kine are to be loved. No, my good lord, banish Peter, banish Bartle, banish Paul. But first, sweet Jack Falstaff. Kind Jack Falstaff. True Jack Falstaff. Valiant Jack Falstaff. And therefore more valiant, being as he is. Old Jack Falstaff. Banish not him, thy Harry's company. Banish not him, thy Harry's company. Banish plump Jack and banish all the world.
I will.
Hello! Hello! Sheriff! Those monsters, what?
Absalom, play out the play. I have much to say in the behalf of that Falstaff.
Hello!
Hey, the devil rides on a fiddlestick. What's the matter?
The sheriff and all the watch are at the door.
The door?
The come to search the house. Shall I let them in?
Never call a true piece of gold a counterfeit. Thou art essentially mad without seeming so.
And thou a natural coward without instinct.
I deny your major. If you deny the sheriff, so. If not, let him enter. If I become not a cart as well as another man, a plague upon my bringing up.
I hope I shall be as soon strangled with a halter as another. Go, Heidi, behind the arras. The rest walk up above.
Now, my masters,
a good faith and a true conscience, both of which I have had, but their date is out, and therefore I'll hide me. Call in the sheriff.
Now, Master Sheriff, what do you will with me?
First, pardon me, my lord. A hue and cry have followed several men unto this house.
What men?
One of them is well known, my gracious lord. A gross, fat man.
As fat as butter.
Man, I do assure you, is not here, for I myself at this time have employed him. And, sheriff, I will engage my word to thee that I will, by dinner time tomorrow, send him to answer thee, or any man, for anything he shall be charged withal. So let me entreat you, leave the house.
I will, my lord.
There are two gentlemen. Having this robbery lost 300 marks. Maybe so. If he have robbed these men, he shall be answerable.
So farewell. Good night, my noble lord.
I think it is good morrow, is it not?
Indeed, my lord, methinks it be 2 o'clock.
This oily rascal is known as well as Paul's.
Go, call him Paul.
Falstaff! Behind the arras and snorting like a horse. Hark how hard he fetches breath.
Search his pockets.
What?
What hast thou found?
Nothing but papers, my lord.
Oh, let's see what they be. Read them.
Item a capon, 2 shillings and 2 pence. Item sauce, 4 pence. Item sack, 2 gallons, 5 shillings and 8 pence. Item anchovies and sack after supper, 2 shillings and 6 pence. Item bread, 1/2.
Oh, monstrous. 1/2 worth of bread to this intolerable dealer's sack. What the result, keep close. We'll read it at more advantage. There, let him sleep till day. Out of the court in the morning. They must all to the wars. My place shall be honourable. I'll procure this fat rogue a charge of foot. And I know his death will be a march of 12 score. The money shall be paid back again with advantage. Be with me betimes in the morning. Is this a good morrow, Ned?
Good morrow. Good, my lord.